The transition to the new license plates includes a contest to allow New Yorkers to choose among five different designs for new plates to be issued beginning next year. But the public does not have a say on whether they can keep their old plates or avoid paying a $25 fee for new ones beginning next April. There's a $20 additional charge to keep the same plate numbers. 3.5 million vehicles have plates older than 10 years, according to the State Department of Motor Vehicles. The fees would bring the state at least an additional $75 million. The head of the state's Republican Party, Nick Langworthy, questions the need to require New Yorkers to buy new license plates if their current plates are still readable and in good condition.
I don't see why people should be forced to, you know, trade in perfectly good non-peeling license plates and pay $25. It's another stealth tax. It's another cash grab. It's standard operating procedure here in Albany.
Governor Andrew Cuomo, speaking at the state fair in Syracuse on Wednesday, says the new plates are necessary to be compatible with the new cashless tolling now installed on bridges in New York City and to be installed across the New York State Thruway within the next 2 years.
The license plates are not designed for our license plate readers. The license plate readers, electronic tolling, needs a light-colored background and a darker color number letter for the license plate reader to work.
According to the state DMV, the national industry group, the American Association of Motor Vehicle Administrators, recommends that license plates be replaced at least every 10 years and that states should have an ongoing replacement program. Under a state law passed in 2009, the DMV is permitted to charge a $25 fee for the new plates. That law stems from a proposal by former Governor David Paterson. He planned to replace all of the license plates in the state and charge the fee, but he backed down after negative publicity. Cuomo says it's only fair for the motorist to pay the fee.
It's your license plate. You should pay the cost of the license plate. If you don't pay, then we'd have to pay out of tax dollars. And then you're charging New Yorkers who have nothing to do with anything, and they're buying your license plate.
E.J. McMahon with the fiscal watchdog group, the Empire Center, says it makes sense for the state to replace plates that are peeling and hard to read in an era where toll collections are increasingly dependent on electronic scanners.
We're in an era now where the state increasingly is literally banking on the legibility of license plates to enforce tolling.
But he says it already costs over $100 to register a car when other add-on fees are included. He says perhaps the governor could have handled it differently and waived the new fees. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.
He could have said, we need new license plates, so here's the contest to pick the design, and I'm going to propose eliminating or reducing the fee so we're not gouging you on the back end.